Yeah, give me. So this is me, as usual.
What's you're loud, usually.
I know. So you're pretty loud. I turn me down.
How'd you get so loud?
What?
Like, I actually need to be louder, and I'm like losing my voice. Mm. Like, honestly, just from my kids.
Yeah.
Just from having to yell upstairs to them or whatever. Yeah, like, I notice my voice getting raspier and raspier, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
Oh no.
I know.
Your
it's not
singing voice.
I know. Sort of kind of like the thing I did my whole life. It's like, I'm thinking, I don't know if I need to go do like lessons or go do something again and figure out how to yell correctly, but you get volume naturally. When I get volume, it's like stresses my voice.
Well, don't stress your voice because.
I know, but yeah. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Stop yelling at the kids.
Spoken have like a true dad.
You just have like a bell that you ring?
I have a bullhorn.
Oh, do you?
Not kidding.
And you can literally see your kids' bedroom doors.
I know.
From down here.
From the living room. I have the bullhorn because I was like, you know what? I can't keep doing this to myself, but I keep forgetting to use it, so. I don't know how much it's helping.
I have no advice for you. You could walk upstairs.
No.
You know, walk into your kid's bedroom and say, hello, Serenity.
Oh, yes, very patiently.
Could you come downstairs for
could
dinner?
Could you stop banging a hole in the wall, sweetheart? Thank you so much, darling. Mommy loves you.
See, was that so hard?
Oh, right. And I burn extra calories. It's just like a win-win,
yeah,
right?
Up and down the stairs.
Except that I'm always doing something else. I feel like I'm always doing two or three things at a time. So it makes it hard. When you open the door for somebody else. Welcome back to California, huh?
I know.
We were just out of state.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We just got back from Texas.
You're about to go again, but then we are about to go again in a couple weeks to Nashville.
Yeah. And that's what today's episode is like, not really an episode. We were just saying, hey, Nashville, we are coming out there.
That's right. And also, hey, Texas, thanks for letting us come out there.
Oh, yeah. So Texas was awesome.
Texas was really fun.
It was awesome.
And it was a great way to test how this is going to work and kind of get an idea of like, okay, you know, we've first stop on the podcast tour. Obviously, this was supposed to look so different back in March of this year. And it's kind of been difficult to figure out how to do what we were trying to do with everything that's going on, even though this is the most important time to talk about everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So it's like we have to find a way out there.
It's gotten even more important to have this conversation.
But we've had to modify it quite a bit and figure this out. So going out there and having the event was great. Having meet and greets the next day to meet people, that's great. So we'll make sure we do that every place that we are. So we'll have an evening event that's basically adults only and nursing babies for the podcast event. And then we'll have a follow-up thing the next day, just so you guys know we might be coming to your state. And you'll get a chance to like meet and chat with us because it's not always easy to do that for more than 2 minutes each person at the end of the podcast event. And Dr. Bob had his books and I had my Vax Facts and we were talking to people and they wanted products. So we're doing all that at the same time. And before you know it, they're closing up and we got to go.
Right.
And so it's so nice to have that second opportunity to actually get to chat with people. And that's like a non-negotiable for me. Like every time, every location I'm booking, I'm making sure that we have that day to connect with people and just connect because we'll do the work on the night and then we'll be able to connect with people the next day. So make sure if you find out we're coming to your state, make sure you plan on 2 days being available so you can get a little bit of both things.
Yeah. But even more than just, you know, meeting us, you get to meet lots of other people too and see who lives in your community, who's like-minded.
And hopefully they're connected already. Like that would be amazing. Right. But if not, you're going to build your community right now.
Yeah, but it's awesome. So Texas, we had the podcast night. It was so much fun. We got some great video footage.
I twisted your arm about, by the way, and you're still being like, are you sure we need to, I'm like, you know what? You never lose an opportunity to videotape educational content because you never know how you can use it and have it available for people, which was originally our goal anyway. But it's like, you never know the quality of the content. We know we're giving you guys good quality content. If you can also video that in a way that's quality and you put those two things together, we're now offering you a whole additional level.
Right. And it looks so good. I watched some of the main footage last night. I'll show it to you when we're done with this, this little mini podcast episode.
But Minnesota.
It looks so good. I mean, the image is so clear. The Karen did a great job. And it actually, to me, it looks fun having like the microphones there. We're sitting next to each other, talking to each other, but also talking mostly to the audience. And two different cameras, some great footage. So we're going to make hopefully like a 5-minute or like sort of like mini version of that kind of as a promo so people can see what it's like to come to a podcast. But you're right. We got to chat with people afterwards, maybe, you know, a few minutes each person.
Did you get to see that footage that he did at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. So he took some great footage of us talking to people, chatting with people, hugging people. But then you're right. The next day, actually in Texas, it was 2 days later, but in most places it'll be the next day. We basically had a 3-hour hangout at an equestrian center, a farm. There were horses. We barbecued, you know, roasted marshmallows. I'm like, you guys are roasting marshmallows? You're right in front of Melissa and letting your kids eat marshmallows?
My hair smelled like barbecue for 2 days. Even after washing it again.
Yeah,
I mean, man, it's amazing how strong that
smell
is.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah. So that was the fun time where we could really hang out and chat with for people for like 20 minutes, a half hour, you know, and just really.
And then I went line dancing that night.
Oh, no fair. That's so not fair.
With a friend that I met there. She's like, let's do it. Let's go down to the stockyards. I'm like, I need to do something very Texas-like before I leave. Yeah. And it was the last night there. Now, I have to say, downside, the entire time was masks. Indoor masks, like security every 5 seconds. Not really what I expected for Texas, and definitely took away from the experience.
Yeah, you're dancing, not our podcast.
Not our podcast, no, but the line dancing. Because there were like guys that were, you know, in their 60s that are line dancing out there, and they're breathing very heavy, and you can tell that they should not be covering their mouths and that they need air.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you could see some of these people look like they are not in a position of health where this is something that's safe for them, but that's the rule, and people want to get out and they want to be able to dance, especially 8 months later. We're 8 months into this.
Yeah,
this is not going anywhere.
Did you have your little sticky notes? You could like stick them on the back of people as they're dancing.
You know what's kind of funny is I sort of just feel like Texans get it, like that they don't need the educating,
but they want to dance.
But I never felt like I needed to like put my cards places when I was there because I feel like they're way better off than we are.
Right.
But there are a lot of states that need that education, and truthfully, there are people in Texas that need it too, which is why a lot of my orders do still go to Texas.
Yeah, and almost every big city needs this, so it's not so much the suburban or rural areas. So Tennessee, December 4th, Friday night.
Very excited about Tennessee.
So that's basically, by the time we post this later this week, that'll basically be 2 weeks from now. So all you Tennesseans, if you're near Nashville, even if you're not near Nashville, you could come up from Mississippi, come up from Alabama, you could come down from Kentucky, come over from Atlanta if you want. Again, you spend the night, you know, Friday night, and hang out with us Saturday as well at our Saturday afternoon event.
Get your friends together. Make it like a fun event to come to, like you're saying, get education, but also get that community with other people. Mm-hmm. And we need this now more than ever. And a total random side note, which we need to probably do a podcast on this totally separately. I just saw this article that now they're trying to say that 1 in 5 people that have had COVID are going to have a psychiatric disorder.
Oh, geez.
And you know what those psychiatric disorders are? Anxiety, depression, and insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
Like a virus is really going to cause those things. How about the pandemic and lockdown are causing those things? So my point is we need our friendship and community because we're anxious, we're depressed, and we're not sleeping.
Yes.
So they're measuring people that have been COVID positive that are really suffering symptoms of this lockdown and what this whole policy has done to us. It's a joke that they're trying to blame this on the illness. Like, has a virus ever caused insomnia, depression, and anxiety? No, but my governor has.
Yeah, that's really funny.
So we need community now more than ever. Yeah. We need education. We need togetherness. We need to feel like you're not the crazy one.
Yeah.
And you can do that in an audience with us.
Yeah, and the Nashville event is fantastic. It's at like a farm about 45 minutes south of Nashville. So There are no mask mandates there. It's going to be sort of like a halfway outdoor event, and as well as kind of indoor inside this nice barn.
Yeah,
kind of like
barn.
It's kind of like a wedding venue.
Right. They use
it's
it for lots
beautiful.
Of things. It is. And it's yeah. And we're going to have the mayor of that city is going to be
oh,
there.
That is so
and
cool.
And he's going to be part of the event too, because
oh,
he's been
exciting.
Speaking against what's going on.
That's so
and
cool.
And that's the reason we're going a little out of Nashville, is to make sure we could have this
yeah.
experience that wasn't going to be, you know, hindered by all these different protocols. So it's in Columbia is the name
yeah.
of the actual suburb
yeah,
city
so
outside of Nashville.
How do they get tickets, Melissa?
They can go to our website, immunityed.org or immunityeducationgroup.org, and click the link on the top right corner where it says the menu link, and you'll have an option right there for podcast tour. And then you can see
right.
the information there, or you can check my social media pages, or I think Dr. Bob's going to post his. And then there'll be an Eventbrite link to access that. The Tennessee Medical Freedom Group is kind of spread out. It's not like one solid group. States are
mm-hmm.
so different,
mm-hmm.
so different. So it's not even like you can say, oh, go to your state, you know, Medical Freedom Group to find out, because there are a lot of different groups, and there are a lot of transplants there.
Okay.
So they're from California that have not really gotten connected to people yet. So your best bet is to go to our website at any time to keep up to date with the tour, or go to our individual social media pages to see when we're posting
yeah.
about it.
And, you know, $10.
Yeah,
$10 is pretty
ticket.
Easy. If you bought a ticket 8 months ago for when we were originally going to do this, just use that same ticket. That ticket
mm-hmm.
is still good. And I would love to see people there. I mean, I love the South. I grew up in South Carolina as a young kid, and I really have a heart for that area. The people are just so different in a very good way.
Right.
In an amazing way.
And
so
just keep
I'm
in mind,
forward to it.
Yeah, that ticket price is not like it's padding our pockets. Like it's
oh,
actually going
no.
back to pay for the venue charge, which
right.
is almost $1,000 for
right.
the time that we're going to be there. And
right.
we want to support these small businesses that are supporting freedom, like
yeah.
this particular venue that has lost so much business because of this.
Okay.
They their livelihood is based on weddings and events and things like
yeah.
that they have been closed and not been able to hold for so long. So we love being able to give back to those types of small businesses that are supportive of what we're doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, in order to do that, it costs. And so we're going to just, that ticket price is basically going back to cover the venue and cover the cost of doing this. That's not even including our video charges, which
yeah.
we've been lucky enough to fundraise for. But having said that, if you guys want to donate to what we're doing, donate
mm-hmm.
to this tour, let's say you can't make it out there. I've had somebody say, I bought some tickets, I can't go, but just to support you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do something like that. You can also just donate directly to our nonprofit Immunity Education Group. If you want to help support this, help fund our ability to do this good video footage at every location so that we can offer you guys good quality episodes that are video episodes that are educational
right.
content. We're going to make those available for a small fee per episode, but it's going to be good quality. And we in order to make that accessible for everybody, because, you know, everything takes, it costs to do everything that we're doing. So
yeah.
if you're a big supporter of us and you want to know what you can do right now, every little bit helps. You're
mm-hmm.
welcome to donate. And how do they do that, Dr. Ma?
Yeah, on immunityeducationgroup.org, the top right, there's a donate button on the website, or donate, take action, or just go to the menu on your phone and go to donate. Yeah, just donate right there. And it's all, you know, tax deductible. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, and we greatly appreciate that. And we're videoing the Nashville
right.
Episode as well. So if you come, you could be on our video. You could literally be like in one of our videos, like either in the crowd or footage of you, you know, talking to us afterwards, kind of in sort of like a fun montage of a video footage that we'll show. And I learned from watching the last video footage, I got to figure out how to stop talking with my hands.
I told you. Didn't I tell
yeah.
you that?
Like,
day?
I'm just like waving my hands like this. But then you did too. Some you're.
But I'm Italian.
Bit,
it's
yeah.
like, and you know what I think? I honestly think I do it like to match you. It's
yeah,
like one of those things
yeah.
that it's like some.
So I appreciate that.
It's
yeah.
subconscious.
Yeah.
You know, somebody will do something. I don't want to make you feel too weird, so I'll let my hands flail around a little bit too.
So I need to sort of put my hands in my lap. And
well,
say,
I you know what right. I do is I kind of squeeze my own hands a lot,
okay.
and I used to do that when I was singing, and I'd be nervous before
okay.
I performance. I would literally just sit there and like squeeze my own hands. It was a way to get that energy to be like contained. I've never been good at just sitting completely still.
Yeah.
But yes, you do use your hands a lot.
So you guys will enjoy that part of the video. But yeah, so Tennessee, we're looking forward to seeing you guys. And
not just Tennessee, we have Florida coming up, Orlando, January 16th. So barring any crazy change, I think Florida is going to stay open. Their governor just said, we're not locking down again. So that seems like that would be a pretty solid place for us to go. That's going to be the Orlando area. We don't have exact venue yet, but there's a great, the Florida Freedom Keepers is who's behind this. And they're really great, very well organized and very excited to have us out there. And we will also have a second day to be able to see people and do stuff that way too. And, also in talks with lots of different other places. It's really just a matter of seeing what happens. We've got even places that are locked down are asking us to come. And some of these very blue states that have had all these very strict restrictions, they're asking for us. They want us to be there. So we're trying to do the best that we can, probably no more than one place a month. But we're trying to do our best. So hopefully as the year opens up for 2021, that we'll be able to have a solid lineup of places that we're going. And this is, I mean, it's actually a fun thing to do, to meet
so
listeners and to be out there with people.
Yeah.
And it's so cute. People are so cute. They're like such fans. They're like literally like, oh my God, like, can I take a picture with you guys? Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm meeting you in person. And you know what? That makes me feel so good. Like to think that they've followed this journey for 2 years or a year and they kind of feel like they know you and they're on this with you. Yeah. And so it's nice that they would have never been able to come out here to see us. The fact that we can come to you guys is really fun.
Yeah. And I know we haven't had a lot of episodes lately. And one of the episodes we're going to hopefully do in a week, maybe, is we're going to review the current COVID vaccines.
The Pfizer and the Moderna
that kind of just came out with their 90 to 95% efficacy. We'll go over all that. We're going to give you the scoop on that, tell you what that means, and more episodes coming up as well.
And until then, just to kind of get on track with the whole Pfizer thing, check out the episode we did, I don't know, 20 episodes ago about the Oprah tour, and that was sponsored by Pfizer, because I did a deep dive kind of on the lack of integrity with their business model and the conflicts of interest that they've had and the lawsuits they've had with lying to the public. So this is the largest pharmaceutical company in the world, because they have since purchased multiple companies and become this conglomerate. You check that episode out to get an idea of who Pfizer really is, so that you can understand that if this is the one that everybody's going to be pushing, or one of the ones that they're going to be pushing as being a regular vaccine that's going to be used. And reminder too, they're saying 2 doses for every single person on that very first time, and it's going to be required every year after that. They have not ever said, this is going to be a lifetime thing. You're going to get this one, this one double dose, and you're good.
Yeah.
They're not really saying that, though. You don't hear them say it's going to be every year. They just don't say it's going to be not every year.
Right, right. And yeah, and I'll give you a little hint. The efficacy is not 90%, and we'll tell you why. Well, we'll make you wait for it.
If you tune in.
Yes. Right. So, well, Nashville, we'll see you. Texas, thank you for the wonderful, warm
welcome. Thank you, Texas, and Texans for Vaccine Choice, who are great and hosting us, and they're awesome. And I know there are other groups in Texas, too, that are doing medical freedom stuff, so not to leave you guys out of it. You know, maybe we'll be involved with everybody on another time, because Texas is big. We didn't get to see so much of it.
Yeah, have to go down south.
San Antonio, people wanted to see us, too. So we'll see. Maybe we'll come back around again into Texas. But please don't be complaining that we're an hour away from you. I will tell you that, because there were people that drove from Colorado to come to Texas to be there. And I had somebody on one of my pages complain that we were an hour out of Nashville and actually wasn't that close after all. I'm thinking like, hey, if we're coming to your state, that's much better than if we didn't at all. Okay. So I'm sorry if it's not going to show up. Yeah. We're not in your backyard per se.
I'll be sad if that one person doesn't show up. I'll be really sad.
But we've got lots of great people showing up, and so we want you guys to be one of them. Yes. And bring your friends. And bring your, like, you know, your hesitant friends and family members that are kind of like, no, this is not just about vaccines. This is really, it's really only half, a little less than half on vaccines, and more about the vaccine debate and the COVID discussion.
Right.
So, and the political discussion. So if you know anybody that is upset with what's going on, if you know anybody who thinks the information is switching back and forth and they don't know what to believe, if you know anybody that doesn't want to take the COVID vaccine and is worried about that being mandated, all of these things, bring those people to this event. This event is different than it used to be. So it's going to be a great event, and we've totally changed it to really fit what's happening right now,
right,
and to have a much bigger audience.
Yes.
So don't think that, oh, if you're not a vaccine person, then you're not going to want that. This event is way bigger than that,
yeah,
and make sure and show up.
Yeah, and it's an outreach, so bring people who need to hear the message. So we will see you there, and we will see the rest of you next time on Vaccine Conversation.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
The information in this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your healthcare professional for information on vaccines and infectious diseases.